Yud Aleph Adar, Monday the 26th of February, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, hearing the Megillah from a Chumash.
Maybe the end.
At least you get a better lading.
I don't know if the title's right.
For the shir. It matches the shir, but it's Purim, so. They say Shaila that came to the to Reb Chaim Briska. It's relatively well known, I believe, at least for those that know it, that about somebody has two esroigim in Sukkos. I haven't got mixed up, I know Purim is coming. If somebody has two esroigim, one of them is kosher, certainly kosher, but it's not very mahuda, it's not beautiful, it looks like a banana, or the like. And the other one is the most beautiful esrog. It's symmetric, it's clean, it's the giddle is beautiful, it has all the milus of a beautiful esrog, but it might be a lemon. Yeah? So it's obvious that if you can only use one of them, you would choose the one which is kosher. Right? It might not be mahuda, but you know for sure it's kosher. You have to go for the kosher esrog. But the question was, if you're able to shake both of them, in other words, shake your lulav with this esrog and then with that esrog, which one should you do first? That's what the shaila, they say, came to Reb Chaim Briska. And intuitively one would say that you do the kosher one. The one which is kosher should be the one that you do right after the brocha. So they say that he said that no, the other way around. You should do first the beautiful esrog that might be a lemon or might be a murkuf. Why? Because if you do first the kosher esrog, so you go to the mitzvah. And once you go to the mitzvah on a non-mahudar esrog. Once you're yoytzeh the mitzvah, you can't then go and improve the mitzvah and do it again. Once you're yoytzeh, you're done. There's no chiyuv in you. You've done the mitzvah. There's no redoing a mitzvah once you're yoytzeh. Do it first on the one which is beautiful. And if it's a kosher esrog, so then you're yoytzeh the mitzvah in the most mahudaradik way, in the most beautiful way. And if it's not a good esrog, okay, if it's a lemon, so you follow up right afterwards with a kosher esrog. That's what he said. And the discussion there, if it was a couple of days before Sukkot now, then we can give a share and discuss the point. On the other hand, you're making a bit of a hesek, possibly, between the brocha and the mitzvah. So that's the two sides of the coin. But there's a principle that I want to take out of that psak, which is that once you've done a mitzvah, that's what the psak seems to say, once you've done a mitzvah, there's no redoing it to get it to do it a little bit better. If you're yoytzeh, even not in the best way, if you're yoytzeh, you can't then go and redo it. And this led me to think of a shaila for Purim. Read the Megillah, so you're listening to the Megillah from a Chumash, and there's four. Now, the din is like this. The din is that lechatchila, you have to read the entire Megillah mitoich haksav from a kosher Megillah. But b'dieved, if you read the Megillah not from a kosher Megillah, if you read up to half of the Megillah, a miut, up to half of the Megillah from a chumash, you're still yoytzeh. So if you miss a few words from the Baal Koira, you didn't hear it, you have to hear every word. You miss a few words, you have a chumash, you can say those few words yourself. You obviously have to make sure that you're able to then hit, you know, you have to catch up to the Baal Koira and be able to hear what he's saying afterwards. But in principle, you can be yoytzeh up to half of the Megillah from a chumash. That's the din. But the ever do yoytzer. Yeah. There's an interesting question. The Mishnah Berurah discusses what's mechta mechta. What about exactly half? And I saw that people ask a question that the Megillah is an odd number of words. So how can it be exactly half? Interesting kasha. Huh? You say
nothing.
Right. You say half of each word. Right. So the truth is the Mishnah Berurah discusses whether when we say half is kosher, it means half the letters. Or half the words, but his maskonas is half the word. And since it's an odd number of words, so how would you have half? And I saw that those that are that in principle the Megillah could be done in any language. So a Megillah could be done in English. Right? The Mishnah Megillah. So in English, it may be that you can write it in a way that it's an even number of words. So it's an interesting teretz here. So that's the din with the Ebed Yotza. Now, there's also a Minug, which we're all familiar. It's in the Ramon, Tofrit Tzadik. It's if you're Zion. He brings like Agos Maimini and the Kolboy, the Pudraham, I believe it's the Minig, at least in all Ashkenaz Shushuls, that there's four psukim that we say, that the whole Kehillah says, loud, the Arab psukim of Gula. Yeah? And one of them is, one of the, like, what is it? Ishihudi, and, who can help me? It's four Pesukim. The last one is Mordechai Yotzo. The last Pesuk of the Megillah, everybody says themselves. Now, the Ramah says that, the Ramah says it twice, it's Ifdalah and it's Yud Zayin, the Chazan, the Baal Kaira, repeats the Pesuk. Yeah, everyone says the Pesuk, and then the Chazan repeats it. Why does he repeat it? For himself, okay, but he could say it together with everyone else. Why would we repeat it afterwards? Because we don't want to be Yotzer with us saying it. If you read from the Megillah, you're Yotzer. But that's you read from your Chumash, many of the people have Chumashim. You're Yotzer from the Chumash. But that is B'dieved. B'dieved you're Yotzer. Lechatchila, you want to read it from a kosher Megillah. So you want to be Yotzer with a Chazan, who's reading it from a kosher Megillah. So that's why he goes over the Sukkim. Yeah, that's simple. Oh, the problem is this. The first three Pesukei Geula I understand. When it comes to the fourth Pesuk, the last Pesuk, the final Pesuk of the Megillah, so with the whole everybody in the shul has read the Pesuk, and you've been Yoitza. You've done the mitzvah. You're Yoitza the mitzvah. Not the best way, not like a Tchila, not from a kosher Megillah. You're Yoitza the mitzvah with the Eved. Right? If you read from a Chumash, you're Yoitza. Part of it's from a Chumash. Now once you're Yoitza, let me just explain it then. Once you're Yoitza, so there's no redoing it, doing it better. The Chazan reads it from the Kosher Megillah, but you've already been Yoitza the mitzvah. Yeah.
Just it's not a Mordechai Yotzo. That one's key
Mordechai. Sorry. You're Mordechai Yehudi. That's right. Yeah. And see, I'm not a Baal Kaira. So that's the question. That when you hear you read the Megillah. The last pasuk, if you do it from a chumash, l'choira, seemingly similar to this psak of Reb Chaim Briska, you're yoyt to the mitzvah, and there's no redoing it, there's no improving it. That was the thing that I was struggling with. So now a few things to just point out.
What's the problem? You're listening.
Huh?
What's the problem? You're listening anyway.
So you're listening, but once you've done the mitzvah, so you're yoyt, so you can't. So then you're yoyt to not lechatchila, you're yoyt to with from a chumash part of it. You don't want to do part of the Megillah from a chumash. You want the entire Megillah to be from the Ksav, from the Baal Kaira. So you listen, but it's too late. It's like listening when you finish the whole Megillah. You can listen to it again, but if you're Yotzer the first time, the second time, there's no, it isn't an improvement. Yeah? It's a minug. Arab Pesukei Geula for Simcha, to bring Simcha. It's not the reason the Chazan does it. We don't want to be Yotzer with our reading. But seemingly, if you are Yotzer, albeit with the Eved, so then how can you go and improve it? Yeah. And that's what I'm asking. It seems to be that the loss is greater than the gain. Right? It might be an Indian for Simcha, as we say these Pesukim, which are Pesukim of Geula, but there seems to be a serious halachic shaila over here. Yeah. A few short points to point out, so be Mavasas the shaila, and then I'll suggest the Teretz. One point is that there is a Ramah that says that although you can be Yotzer the Megillah, if you have a word missing in your Megillah, you're still Yotzer, because you're able to do a word by heart, right? So you're still Yotzer. But that's only if it's not the beginning of the Megillah and not the end of the Megillah. If the end of the Megillah, if you have the last pasuk in the Megillah missing, if you've written the Megillah but you haven't finished it, the last pasuk is missing, you cannot be Yotzer without Megillah. So seemingly we have a din here that it's true that you can do it mitoicha chumish, you can be Yotzer from a chumish, but only a piece in the middle, but not to the first pasuk or the last pasuk. But that's not a correct point. I mean, it's not so simple. The Bir Locha discusses, and he says that the pshat is, it's a simple pshat, that if you have a Megillah which the last pasuk is missing, so then it's not a kosher Megillah. A Megillah which doesn't, if you have a word missing, it's a kosher Megillah. If you have a pasuk missing in the beginning or the end, it's not a kosher Megillah. But if the pasuk is written in the Megillah that you've heard the Megillah from, it's just that you did it by heart, but Pashtus, you're still Yotzer. He brings a big Yesha that says that you're not Yotzer, and then according to him, the Shaila is making a Chumrah. But Lamaisa, the Shaila wouldn't be a Shaila. But since the L'chor the Halacha is not like that, if you do the last Pasuk by heart, or the first Pasuk, if you come late to Shul, you come right after the beginning, and you miss the first Pasuk, you can say yourself the first Pasuk. That would be the Halacha. You can say the first Pasuk, and similarly the last Pasuk. You do it by heart, you are Yotzer. So that's the Shaila that, yeah. The second thing to point out is 1 minute, but you didn't have kavana to be yotzer. You didn't have kavana. Your kavana wasn't for doing the mitzvah. The kavana was, I mean, everyone says it. You say it with. It's part of the minhagim. It's not in order to be yotzer the mitzvah. On the contrary, you want to be yotzer the mitzvah with the chazan, with the Baal Kaira. So this takes us into the subject of mitzvah strichas kavana, whether mitzvahs generally need kavana, which is, of course, machloikas, and the mechaber and sim and samach. which is halachas of Kriya Shema, he brings halach over there to Mitzvah Siftanud, that some people say that Mitzvah Strichas Kavona, that many Rishonim, it's the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, Shloish Amudei Ro, and some say, so I think the Rashba and Iran, Pshema Goinim, the Goinim say, that Mitzvahs ain't Strichas Kavona. That you're Yotza Mitzvah even if you don't have Kavona. We're talking about Kavona that I'm aware when I'm doing the Mitzvah, I'm doing it for the Mitzvah. Yeah, Kavona means that when you do a Mitzvah before you read Shema, you're supposed to be aware that you're reading Shema for the Shema. And the Mishnah says, Akoyres Shema, if you're reading Koyr Lagia, if you're reading a Sefer Torah, the first Mishnah and the second Perek of Brochus, if you're reading Sefer Torah and you happen to be leaning in the Torah, and then you, and suddenly comes the time of Kriya Shema, and you said Shema. If you didn't that, Imki v'libo Yotza, v'imla v'lo Yotza, you have to have Kavona to read Kriya Shema. And so that's one shit of Rishonim. The only Yotza mitzvah, if you have Kavona l'shem mitzvah. And then there's others that say mitzvahs ain't Rikas Kavona, that we don't need Kavona. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskin, there's a chayin halacha, that mitzvahs need Kavona. That mitzvahs need Kavona. And over here, Yudach didn't have Kavona. However, it's a little bit more complicated, because the Magen Avraham over there brings b'shem haradvaz, that although mitzvahs need Kavona, that's only by a mitzvah midoraisa. A mitzvah mid rabbonon, we paskin that mitzvahs ain't trichas kavona. If you do a mitzvah mid rabbonon without kavona, you're still yoitza. That's the sack of the Magen Avraham. The Prichodosh argues, and similarly the Gro argues, and they hold that according to the Rishonim, and they hold that a mitzvah needs kavona, it's both a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah rabbonon. So, according to the opinions that you need kavona when you do a mitzvah, so that my shaila isn't a shaila. Again, my shaila, I'll say briefly for those that came late. My shaila was, when you say the last pasuk of the Megillah, when you say the last pasuk of the Megillah, yourself from a chumash, seemingly you're yotza the mitzvah, the chazan reads it over, there's no improving, you're already yotza. You can't have it, the chetchila, it has to be from the klaf, from a kosher Megillah. But you've already been yotza the mitzvah. After you've done a mitzvah, you can't go and redo the mitzvah. So according to the opinion that you need kavana for a mitzvah, it's not a problem. But if we say mitzvah ain't shrikas kavana, then you're yotza. I don't know if Mishnah Berurah is more noita to say that mitzvah is trichas kavana, but even he is masking that you have to be choshesh that you're yotza mitzvah even without kavana. And there's a famous, well-known halacha in Simon Tov Beit Tes in Hilchos Sfiras Omer, that if you ask, somebody asks you what day is tonight, so what do you say? You say last night was number 6. You don't say what tonight is. Why? Because if you say what tonight is, you yotza the mitzvah, so dili mechaber, you yotza the mitzvah, and then you can't go and count with the bracha anymore. Why can't you count with the bracha? Because you already did the mitzvah. Once you've done the mitzvah, you can't redo it. So the mail at this point, that we're choshesh, that mitzvahs ain't trichas, you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. Somebody asked you what night it was. You weren't thinking to do the mitzvah. You're thinking to help him do the mitzvah. You didn't have kavana. So that din is clearly because there's an opinion that mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana, that you don't need kavana, and we're choshesh the opinion that mitzvahs do not need kavana, and therefore we say that you yotza, you can't redo it. So just like with Sfiras Omer, so really my question isn't some sort of made up question. Just like with Sfiras Omer, once you've said it, you can't redo it, then there it's clear. Yeah? Maybe say, maybe you can redo it, this, that. There it's clear that you can't redo it. But once you've done the mitzvah, according to this opinion, you can't redo it. You can't make a brock anymore. Similarly, by Megillah, I have the same shaila. We've discussed Sukkos, and we've discussed Purim, we've discussed Sfiras Omer, so we missed out Hanukkah and Pesach. So, just briefly, share a shaila that can happen on Hanukkah and Pesach, a similar sort of shaila. On Hanukkah, we do Hallel every day. We say Hallel every day. Yeah? So, some people say Tehillim sometimes, right? So imagine the following scenario. Before davening, you decide to say Tehillim. In fact, for me, it's Shaila L'mais every year, because my minig is, our minig in Lubavitch is, to, on Shabbos Mavorachim, to say the entire Tehillim before Shacharis on Shabbos. Shabbos Mavorachim, we do the Tehillim before Shacharis. So Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos Mavorachim, I read Tehillim before Shacharis. Said the whole Tehillim. And in Tehillim, obviously, we have Hallel. Now, my Kavona wasn't for Hallel. I never even thought of the Shaila for many years. But I've said Hallel, and according to the opinion that mitzvahs ain't Srichas Kavona, that mitzvahs don't need Kavona, I'm going to the mitzvah. I'm going to the mitzvah. So it comes after davening, and I want to say Hallel. I can't make a bracha l'choyre. How can I make a bracha? How can I make a bracha after davening when I've already been going to the mitzvah, albeit without Kavona, not in the best way? But mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana, certainly my mitzvahs rabbonon, certainly rechoshes the mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana. So how can I go and do halal? So it's the same shayla that I'm asking on the Megillah, I have also on halal. And Pesach, same shayla. If you do a Tehillim in the morning on Pesach, yeah. Or the same thing at night for the by the Agoda. Yeah. If we have time, bring in Pesach some other ways also. Okay. So that's the Shaila. Now, so the truth is, it must be that it's not so simple, because I want to share with you a different din. We all know a din that, we all know that Megillah we keep on Thursday, on Yudalad, Ayoros Doyle is keeping Yudalad, and Krochim and Makof and Choyma surround all cities, read the Megillah on Tesvov. And we're also familiar that there are cities in Eretz Yisrael which are Sofik, and they read the Megillah both on Yudalad and on Tesvov. That's what happens. Truth is, it's not so simple. In the beginning of the Gemara, Megillah says that Chizkiah read Megillah in Tveria on Yudalad and Tesvov, because he had a Sofik, had walls on three sides, and the fourth side, the Yam, the sea was the wall, and he had a Sofik, whether that's called a wall or it's not called a wall, so Tveria is a Sofik. Tveria is a Sofik, whether it's called a Muk of Choyim or not, so Chizkiah read the Megillah on Yudalad and Tesvov. And some Rishonim, the Ram says over there, that was a Chumrah. But Ikar Adin, he only had to read the Megillah on Yudalad. But he was Machmer that's when he read the Megillah on Yudalad and Tesvov. That's the Shittas Aran. However, the Rambam paskens that Me'ikar Adin, you have to read the Megillah on Yudalad and Tesvov. Any place which is a Sofik, and many cities in Eretz Yisrael fall into this category. In Tzfas they read on both days, in Lud they read on both days, the Gemara also mentions Lud. Oh, what about the Brocha? So says the Rambam, the Brocha they do on Yudalad. Why? Hoyul Uzman Kriya L'Rov Oilam. Since that's the time that most of the world are reading Megillah, so they make a Brocha on Yudalad. And that's the Halacha in the Mechaber, in Tov Resh Bechesif, Himmel, that place which is a Sofik, place which is a Sofik, there's Chubas, by the way, different cities in Chutzlaretz, whether they have Sveikas or not, different Chubas discuss, but a place which is a Sofik, you read the Megillah on Yudalad, and Tezvov, and the Brocha you make on Yudalad, because it's Zman Kriya L'Rov Oilam. Now the fact that we read in both days, I understand, you have a Sofik, so we read in both days, in case each day in case it's Purim. It's also not so simple, because the Choyra, we should apply the rule, Sofik Derabonon Lekula. There's a rule, Sofik Derabonon Lekula. If you have a Sofik Derabonon, then you're Mekel. So we shouldn't read on both days. And that's the truth is, the way the Ran explains, that you only read the first day, because Sofik Derabonon Lekula. So you shouldn't read either day. Both days are a Sofik. But the Ran has a rule in Hilchos Pesach, yeah, that he says that there's a Sofik where you're supposed to recline by the first two koisos or the second two koisos. And the Gemara says, since it's a Sofik, we recline by all of them. Says the Ram, what about Sofik Rabbanon Lekula? So he says that if you apply the rule of Sofik Rabbanon Lekula, you'll end up not doing it by any. And you can never apply the rule of Sofik Rabbanon Lekula if it's going to undo the mitzvah totally. That's the Chiddush of the Ram. So similarly, on Purim, L'choyer we should apply the rule of Sofik Rabbanon Lekula, but then we wouldn't read either day. There'd be no Megillah. So therefore, says the Ran, read the first day, and once you yoyitz on Yudalad, you don't have to do it again on Tesvov. You yoyitz the mitzvah. That's the Shittas Ran. Therefore, it was a chumrah to read again on Tesvov. But the Rambam holds that no. That although Sofek Drabonon Lekula, nevertheless, Meiz Asiba, you have to read on Yudalad and on Tesvov. Yeah. So that's the Megillah itself. It's not so simple, but that's the din. But the Brocha L'Choyra, certainly Sofek Brocha Zahakel. You can't make a Brocha if you have a Sofek. You can't just be Machmir. You're not allowed to say a bracha levatollah. You can't make a bracha to Sofik. How can you make a bracha on Yudalad? So there's different hezberim, what the pshat is in the Mechaber, which is quoted in the Rambam, that you can make a bracha on Yudalad. And the pshat that the Choreidim say, the Gros says, it's the one the Mishnah Berurah brings, that there's Yerushalmi that says that you yoytza the Megillah all of Adar. You can be yoytza even if it's not the right day in Adar. Certainly, krach hamuk of choyim, if you live in Yerushalayim, and you read the Megillah on Yudalad, you yoytza the mitzvah of the Eved. Yerushalmi says if somebody reads the Megillah, if somebody from London reads the Megillah for somebody from Yerushalayim, then, it's not so simple. If you're in Yerushalayim, then it could be you have the Chiyuv, because the Din by Purim is a one day, you can become a Yerushalmi for one day, with all its dinim. But if somebody from Tel Aviv would read the Megillah for somebody in Yerushalayim, so then the Din is that he's not Moitzi, because he's not Mechuyuv. That's the Yerushalmi says. He's not Mechuyuv, so he can't be Moitzi. But the other way around, if someone from Yerushalayim would read the Megillah for somebody from Bnei Brak, he could be Moitzi him. Because you'd be the Eved Yoyitza. Even on if you're Yerushalmi, you'd be the Yoyitza with the Eved on Yudalat. So therefore, you can make them Brach on Yudalat. Because when you read the Megillah on Yudalat, you're Yoyitza. No, so my kash is, I don't understand. If you're Yoyitza the Mitzvah, how can you then go and read? What's the point of reading again in Tezvov? We said that by the Hesrogim and by saying Kasha by Megillah, once you're Yotza Mitzvah, albeit with the Evet, then you can't go and redo the Mitzvah L'Chadchila. So seemingly this whole din doesn't make sense. The whole chiyuv to read twice. You read the Megillah on your dalet, so how can you go and reread the Megillah on Tesvav? You already yotze. So you know, and understand that maybe lechatchila you're supposed to do it on Tesvav. But once I've done it and I'm yotze with the eved, I can't improve it. I can't improve the mitzvah. So there's something about the rule that I've said that seems to be, in other words, either the psak of the two esregim, the psak of Rechaim Briska doesn't work, or you have to make a chiluk between the two cases. So I remember when I was in Koilol, I asked this question to my Rosh Koilol, of how can, once you yoytze the mitzvah and you dalad, what's the point of rereading the Megillah on Tesvav? And he said that maybe there's a difference between a hidden mitzvah, which once you've done the mitzvah, you can't improve, you can't redo it more mehuda, more beautiful. But lechatchila b'di'eved, maybe that's different. If you've done the mitzvah lechatchila, it could be that you can redo it b'di'eved. So therefore, if you read the Megillah and you dalad, you're yoytze b'di'eved. But if you can redo it lechatchila, then you should have to redo it. And similarly, if that's true, so then when you read the Megillah and you read the last pasuk and you read the last pasuk from a chumash, you yotze, but you only yotze with the eved. So you can still redo it in a way of lechatchila, right? So why by Sfiras Omer can't I redo it? By Sfiras Omer I did it without kavana. The answer over there, there's a machlokes. There's an opinion that holds mitzvah shrichas kavana, and there's an opinion that holds mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana. According to the opinion that mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, it could be that you're supposed to have kavana. It could be you're supposed to have kavana with your mitzvah, but it's not in the gedder of the yoytz to the mitzvah. You're yoytz to the mitzvah even without kavana. No, it's not b'di eved you yoytz to the mitzvah l'choira. It's even l'chatchila. You can't really have it in there l'chatchila, because if it's without kavana, it's difficult. The shiloh only comes b'di eved. Once you've done it, well, you yoytz or when you yoytz. Right? You can't discuss l'chatchila. Can I now do the mitzvah? Can I now do the mitzvah without kavod for the mitzvah? Will I be yoytze the mitzvah? It doesn't work. It doesn't work practically. But in principle, l'choira, according to the opinion, ain't shrichas kavod, it's straightforward. Ain't shrichas kavod, and you're fully yoytze, so there's no going over. You'd have to go over for the opinion that mitzvah shrichas kavod, but with choishas, you can't make another bracha, because with choishas, that you're yoytze fully. Mashenkin, when it comes to reading the Megillah. And therefore, when it comes to my shayla of Halel, on Hanukkah, Halel on Purim, there it's a real shayla. There it's a real shayla l'choira, and because over there you're yoytze the mitzvah. Mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, you're yoytze the mitzvah. However, when it comes to the reading of the Megillah, there's room to say that although you're yoytze b'di'eved, since you can redo it l'chatchila. And the truth is, I later found a makor for this vart, a clear makor. It's in the Lechem Mishnah on Hilchos Avodah Shiyum Kippurim of the Rambam, Peruk Hey Halacha Aluf. He says over there that the din is that if you're on Yom Kippur, you have to be mazeh, you have to sprinkle the dama par and the dama soyer. Yeah, from the two korbanos. And if you do first the dam hasoyer and then the dama par, you do it the wrong order. So that although b'di eved you yoytzer, the din is that you have to go over and do it lechatchila. You have to go and do the dam hasoyer again after the dama par. You did it first, you're supposed to do it afterwards. You did the damapar. If you have more damasar, you go and sprinkle it again in order to be yoytze lechatchila. So he asks, although once you've done it, you're yoytze. So what's the pshat you're redoing it? So he says, if you're supposed to do it lechatchila, if you're still able to redo it, you're still in the situation. You only yoytze with the eved if it's too late. When we say you yoytze with the eved, you fulfill the mitzvah. If you've done it that way, you fulfill the mitzvah. That's if you don't have an opportunity to do it lechatchila. But if you still have an opportunity to do it in the lechatchilidic way, so there's no such thing as saying that I was yoytze the mitzvah with the eved. Because it's not yet with the eved, it's not yet done. You did it, but you could say it's not counted. You could still do it in the lechatchilidic way. So therefore, although you yoytze the mitzvah and you did it the wrong way around over there, if you could still correct it and do it the right way around, you haven't yet reached the state of the eved. You still have an option to do it lechatchila. So based on that, you saw it, it's very simple. When we read the Megillah, so true that you've been yoytze with the eved, that since you're still able to do it in a way of lechatchila by listening to the chazan, so b'meila you have to do it lechatchila, and it's not you haven't even been yoytze with the eved yet. If for whatever reason the chazan, you didn't hear the chazan, then you're yoytze with the eved. But if you can still go over it, so then you can be yoytze lechatchila. That all works for the Megillah. For Halel it doesn't work, as I pointed out, because it's not a b'di'eved l'chatchila, you're clearly yoytze. So but there, the l'choira, the correct thing to do, if you're reading Chanukah in the morning, Tehillim, and you're going through Halel, the correct thing to do would be to have a kavana hofris. If you have specifically a kavana that I'm not being yoytze, then the achronim say, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and other achronim will bring it, that You can't be yotze against your will. So if you have kavana specifically, so like by spirit or emer, theoretically, if you tell the person the day, but while you're telling him you specifically have kavana that I'm not being yotze, so then you're not yotze. And the truth is, there's a shaila by spirit or emer that when the chazan says the day, so shemei koina. So the vinegar chazan says it first, or whoever it is, the rov, whoever says it loud, and everybody hears. And shemei koina, so seemingly you're already yotze the mitzvah. How can you then go and make a bracha? So the emes is some people are makbid, some people are makbid to have kavona not to be yotze the same way. So and some say that the fact that you're planning to do it in a moment, that itself is considered kavona not to be yotze. So the kitzah, since there is this principle, should be done parallel. And if you want to be machmer, you can do it for Megillah as well. And when you say the last pasuk, we said the svara that you're able to, that there's no problem. But that's a svara, a teretz. You can always find the kash on the teretz. But lechatchila, it's possibly better to have kavana while you do the last pasuk, if you're doing it from a chumash, that I'm beferush, I'm specifically not being yotze, and then you've avoided the whole shaila, but then you lose the shear. Okay, have a good day.